calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Yes, Jaquan. I'm just trying to verify that this is something that I did purchase. It comes up on my statement of total value home supplies, ST. Can you, is there another name that this will come up under?
Can I get your zip code?
30228.
And your first and last name?
Mary Melvin.
And can you verify your shipping address?
1029-2 Southwood Drive, Hampton, Georgia, 30228. 1095.
Okay, and you have a smartwatch. You paid the shipping and handling of $7.95 for it to be shipped to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Club. When you join that Factory Direct Savings Club, there is a membership fee. There's a membership fee for joining, and the membership fee charges $39.99.
Okay, now what is this I'm supposed to have done?
You enter into a monthly subscription for a membership to an online gadget store, which is supposed to also give you a $125 gift card every month as long as you are a member.
No, I didn't do anything like that.
It happened when you paid shipping and handling for the smartwatch.
And so it just automatically gonna do this $39.99. See, that's why I don't ever say to you, stop this. How do I stop this?
Give me 1 second. I can counsel it for you.
Thank you.
All right, I have that canceled for you.
Okay, thank you so much. So now, they took out the $39.99 on 2/16. Well, it was actually a 2/14 got to my bank on 2/16. So whatever was in the club, I don't have a watch yet, or whatever it is that I paid the shipping and handling for.
Yeah, ma'am.
Do you know, does it show that it's shipped?
Yes, ma'am. It shipped out on the 19th. So it takes like a
February,
week.
So it may be still on the way. But then I can call this number if I haven't received it. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day as well.
All right. Bye.